This is the Plain English Real Estate Show with your host, Rowena Patton, a show that focuses on the real estate market in terms you can easily understand. Call Rowena now. The number is 240-9962 or 1-800-570-9962. Now here's the English girl in the mountains, the agent that I would trust, Rowena Patton.
Well, thank you, Glenn. And here we are this morning on the Real Estate News Radio Show with Carson.
Good morning.
I haven't seen you in so long.
I know,
so
it's been forever.
I know, right?
You're so busy.
Well, we're all so busy in this real estate market. Today we're going to be talking about real estate behind the headlines. You're all hearing a whole lot of headlines. And we're talking behind the headlines of Carson. So we just learned an interesting fact about Carson. So what was your specialty? We were talking about sinuses, and you can probably hear mine is still a little nutty. I did have all the allergy testing, and I've been a good girl with that. And what was your specialty as a child, Carson? Because you had sinus issues as a child, I believe.
I did, yeah. It was.
I can't imagine why.
I don't remember really ever being able to breathe through my nose a whole lot through school. But yeah, I kind of divulged some information that I kind of I had a little trick that I learned I could do. I could take the center part out of a pen and stick it, I guess, into my sinus cavity.
There's Try this at home.
Do not try this at home. All the way into your sinuses.
Yeah, it's a pretty gross trick, but it is a pretty cool party trick. It's everybody's like, oh my gosh. You know, they think you're poking your brain and stuff.
I'm sure.
It's pretty funny looking.
So we want to hear your special tricks that you did at school today. 828-240-9962. If you've got a really special one, we want to hear it. What was yours, Randy? And can you still do it?
I don't recall one right off the bat, or at least I'm not going to confess it on this radio show.
That's a good idea. Stick with that.
Yeah. I think you should.
Yeah.
You want to know mine?
Let's hear it.
She's thinking about it, too.
She could touch your nose with her tongue.
If you can do that at home, we want to hear from you.
Yes. There you go. There you go. That is
I don't
too
know if
funny.
I've got a really big nose or a really long tongue, or maybe a mixture of both. Who knows?
Both.
Yeah.
That is too funny.
I think my nose is half decent, actually, so I don't think it's that.
Yeah, I think I've got a really short tongue. I can't do that. Can't do that.
Randy, you're not going to share yours?
I'm not getting involved in this.
So, we're talking about real estate there behind the headlines.
There we go. All right.
And, you know, the homes that you want may accommodate your special tricks. Who knows? Maybe you had... Oh, I've got one. We just listed a home I am absolutely in love with in Clyde. Actually, it's more the land than the home. Actually, both of it. It's... the perfect tiny home. All the features in it were original. I've never seen anything like this, honestly. It's such a little gem. And you don't really notice it until you go inside. Lots of molding. The baseboards are deep in this little house. Mm-hmm. The baseboards are really deep, and they've got all the molding on top. Two gigantic pocket doors with the panels and all the hardware on, all original.
Oh, nice.
Going into a bedroom or an office it's used for now. All the original crystal knobs, you know, with the metal around the crystal, not just the circle, but the, you know, ornamental twiddle that goes, I'm sure there's a good word for that, if you know that. There's another trivia question. 828-240-9962. Very, very light. It's built in does all of Clyde flood? I think so. It's built in an area.
It's terrible, yeah.
And it's on, and it was, you know, built a long time ago. But obviously the river was overflowing at that point too.
Right.
And it's built on brick piers.
Oh, wow.
They're not really piers. They're pillars because there's about 7 feet of headroom down there. And it's a complete daylight basement. And you know they built it like that because they knew the river was going to overflow at some point. I think it's in a 100-year floodplain. And it's over 2 acres.
Wow.
And what I was most excited about is its riverfront. So you can walk down to your own little beach by the river. So cool.
That is cool. That is cool.
And somebody at some point planted bamboo. Maybe they thought it was going to give drainage or something. I'm not really sure.
Huh.
Who knows? It must be 20 feet depth of bamboo. Massive, massive bamboo. But the guy who owns it runs a garden center out of the back, like a plant nursery. So you can go and buy your plants there. And I'm a plant nut. So I think I spent 3 hours outside in the gardens with Heather and just, you know, reinvigorating any of the plant knowledge I have. And it was, gosh, it was so fascinating. And he's got lots of ornamental plants planted all over the back, formal gardens. He had a willow, a basket willow. So basket willows have very, very long strands in their branches, and they're very malleable. So you can weave them in and out. And he's got all these arbors made out of the willow trees. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's
gosh.
Cool. It was that is so cool.
Awesome.
That is. That sounds like it. I recently just found out I have obviously in real estate, you get a lot of random questions. Like I have been asked, what kind of nut is that on the ground?
Yes.
You know, or flowers, plants, whatever the case may be. But anyway, I just found out not long ago, I guess from one of my clients, I think it was a kid, they showed me how to do it. There's apps for these things, but you can actually just open up your camera app on your phone, snap a picture of a plant and scroll up, hit the information, and it'll tell you what it is.
It's wonderful.
I thought that was the neatest thing in the world.
If you have an Android phone, I'm showing off now, the little Google search, you can, there's a little Google Lens thing on it. You've probably got it on an Apple too, this little thing here. So you don't need the app. It's called Google Lens, and it says search with your camera.
I bet you could download that
too. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. That is so cool.
Well, it's in your Google search bar.
Yeah.
And it's Google Lens. It's part of Google.
Huh.
So it's right there. If that wasn't downloaded, it just comes with it. So I don't know. Those of you that have Android phones, I guess we're a little bit better off.
Oh, come on.
iPhones out there. iPhones are for old people. There, I said it out loud.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's talk about some real estate headlines. What's going on right now? Well, one of them is interest rates.
Yes.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, that's the fun one, right?
Yeah. Now, I always think in real estate, I want to look at how can we, right? Not like, oh, the real estate market's falling apart. I got in, supposedly it was falling apart and had my best year. Other than this year to date, and I didn't know what I was doing. I should never have been let out loose with clients. So, you know, you can put this into perspective, Carson. Without all the help that you have and without any leads or prospects or people signing up on the website or anything else, imagine doing 42 deals in your first year.
That's insane.
And the average price point was $186,000.
Ooh, that's, yeah.
You'd think I was talking about 1990 or something, wouldn't you, when I say that? We're talking
crazy?
About 2007. It's not that long
insane.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that long ago. I mean, Randy was 20 at the time, for goodness sake.
That's right.
yeah, it's kind of interesting to think about. So, okay, so let's look at interest rates. Mm-hmm. Interest rates, they're talking about, they think they're going to be in the eights next year. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
However, Randy remembers and actually had a house that was at 14%, I seem to remember. Is that right, Randy?
8% seems normal to me.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah,
I mean, I think the market
normal.
Is getting back to normal.
Yeah.
We've been abnormal.
Yep.
Right. Well, a good example of that is 2007. How much do you think our actual wages have increased? Forget inflation or what's happened to money or anything since 2007. Again, it's not that long ago. How much do you think our wages have increased? 5% maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe 10%?
Yeah.
So average household income here, I think, is $48,000. So, okay, so let's do 48K. Let's do 50K. The math might be easier.
Yeah.
And I've only had one cup of coffee this morning. So 50K, let's be very generous and say wages have gone up 10%.
Okay.
Or your wages have gone up 10%. So now we're at 55,000. What's the increase between affordability between 50 and 55,000? Let's look at houses. So if you were earning 50,000 in 2007, the average price point, of course, you know, what the heck is average? But here we go, was $186,000. This is in Buncombe County, $186,000. So with 50,000, you could probably afford your $186,000.
Yep.
Now you've got 55,000 and our average price point is 425. Do we see any disparity there? That's
that
insanity.
Is quite a jump.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
Let's go really crazy. Let's say salaries have increased by 20%. We're at 60,000 now. So now we're looking at 60,000 buying a 425. Ain't going to happen.
Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It doesn't. It really, and so it makes it stressful on, you know, let's just take a younger couple, for instance.
Like yourselves.
Like myself and my lovely fiance. If you, you know, luckily we both are hardworking and, you know, have good jobs that we have worked very hard for, but I mean, imagine you've got two school teachers. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're sitting at, let's say they make $40,000 a year apiece.
That much.
Which that's probably high. That's on the higher end. I would guess you're probably starting off at, I think, 37, 38 is
I'm
where you start.
Right here.
I'm trying to remember back from my teaching days just a couple of years ago.
Oh.
I think you start off at 30, I think it was 36.5 or 37. And then I coached to make some extra income on the side, but that took away my entire week. But anyway,
$3,000 a month ish, and by the time you pay taxes on that, you got about $2,000. $2,000 barely. I mean, you might be able to find a one bedroom for $1,200 if you're really lucky.
Yeah,
that's really lucky.
Yeah.
The average rents are going to be $1,800, $2,000, something like that. So your salary's gone.
Yep.
What do you eat exactly? It sounds like when I was at college, actually.
Exactly. Your ramen noodles and Easy Mac.
Is that what you ate?
Luckily, I was in a good position. My rent was quite inexpensive when I was teaching. But, but yeah, I mean, just take, you know, like I said, a couple that, you know, maybe both of them work in the school system and you're at the top. You're within your first, you know, 3 years, you're probably gross bringing home 80 at the max.
Yeah,
I mean, that's insane. Yeah, it still doesn't give you a lot of wiggle room to meet the average house cost.
North Carolina's average teacher's salary is around $54,392.
That might be average, but I'm telling you right now.
Oh, yeah, a lot are in the 30s. No, I understand, especially when you start out.
Yeah, that's...
So here's entry-level teacher salaries. Rise alongside the school's budget, obviously. Oh, my gosh. Salary for first-year teacher. Don't you have to have a master's now to become a teacher?
I don't know.
Depends
on
the school, probably.
Yeah, probably. And demand on how bad they need teachers as well.
You want to hear it? Asheville, Buncombe County Schools.
Let's hear it.
$35,000.
I knew that was close.
Fayetteville, $35,000. Greensboro, $35,000. Greenville, $35,000. That's Greenville, North Carolina.
That's probably
now,
pretty much across
the
board.
If you have a master's degree. Now, imagine how much money you've put into getting your master's. 41, so about 42,000 in Asheville. It's about 46,000 in Fayetteville. So I guess you better move because you get a little bit more money in Fayetteville. Greensboro, it's interesting, the disparity between the master's and the bachelor's is all the same across the board, 35,000. 41 in Greensboro, North Carolina, and about 44 in Greenville.
Wow.
North Carolina. Isn't that wild?
That is crazy.
So, I mean, there you go. It may be, maybe first years, but, you know, it's not going up that much. Mm-hmm. So, and that, you know, if you've got two school teachers, then I guess you're just out of luck. You're renting. I mean, how could you possibly afford a house?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot imagine. I mean.
And you're both paying off those expensive degrees.
You've got your student loans that 6 months after you graduate, here you go. You're very welcome.
Start Is that paying what happens? The,
I think it's 6 months. Mm. Yeah. I think you have a 6 month window. That was a trick I heard from a guy I used to work with. I think he was in his late 40s,
mm-hmm.
and he would take two or three online classes like every other semester. I was like, why do you do that? And he was like, so I don't have to pay my student loans back.
Oh,
I thought that was the funniest thing.
Wow.
He said, I'll take them till I die.
Wow.
Like, wow. Good for you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Figure
well,
out a loophole.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Now we've learned something. Well, these days, you can just ask the government to give you money for it, I guess.
Yeah.
Which I wish, honestly, I might have less of a problem with that if it were aimed at teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because teachers do an amazing, I'm not just saying that because you used to be a teacher. Teachers do an amazing job and they are, you know, raising up our next consort of kids that will be taking jobs and, you know, being hopefully industrial people.
Mm-hmm.
That provide for us in our old age. So teachers are kind of important.
They most certainly are.
However, if you've got somebody that's going out and, you know, doing the kind of job where they're making $200,000, I'm really not sure why that money's going out there. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But there you go. That's what inflation is about. Inflation is about when we print lots of money and throw it out there.
Yes.
And that is the primary cost of what has gone on here. And, of course, we had COVID. We all understand all of that. Mm-hmm. But COVID isn't a minor proponent of inflation. So what is the big lever that we use to control inflation? It is interest rates. So funny, we've been talking about this for years, and I feel like no one needs educating on this anymore because we hear it 10 times a day mm-hmm. on the news.
Yep.
It's all about interest rates right now. So let's look at that for a second. Interest rates going up, that's a good thing if you've got money that you're saving in a bank.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've got any kind of saving scheme, having that interest rate rising can possibly be a good thing. So let's talk about some strategies in real estate that you could do. So we're talking about behind the headlines today, and we're talking about right now behind the headlines and interest rates. What you can do is as a buyer, and we just had this happen with, I've gone to all of my sellers and suggested this, offer to buy down their interest rate.
Mm.
Now, the we're in a unique position right now. All of these tactics change about every 2 weeks in real estate because mm-hmm. the market changes. We need strategies that align with the market. So right now as a seller, you're getting generally a whole lot of equity out of your house.
Yes.
So you can afford that $10,000 or $15,000, a lot of money. However, that will allow you to sell your property.
Yep.
The other option, if you need to move, is to rent out your home. Now, we're talking about 7 to 11 years. Good old Clement Juglar. I should have given Patrick a shout out on Monday because he remembered, at our team meeting, he remembered Clement Juglar last week, which was just phenomenal. So,
It's a tough name to remember.
It is.
It's tough to spit out.
It is. So back in 1860, good old Clement Juglar, who's a French economist, set down the economic cycle, and nothing has changed. We've had an extremely long cycle, this last one, but what it says is it's going to be 7 to 11 years mm-hmm. before you see your equity at the peak it's at now.
Yep.
So naturally, you know, it's that bell curve, if you like. Actually, it's not a bell curve, but we won't go there. We won't start talking about bell curves. It goes down for about 3.5 to 5.5 years. Naturally, that's half of 7 to 11 when we're back at the peak. So mm-hmm. think about the bottom, which we call the trough. Going up is the expansion. We've been in expansion for a long time, since about 2011, 2012. We've been in that expansion mode. And then we hit the peak at the top, and then we go into what is called recession. That's mm-hmm. when we go down. That's going to happen for, traditionally at least, historically, 3.5 to 5.5 years. We're going to be going down, down, down.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a home that you're thinking about selling, sell it now.
Yeah.
Quit waiting. I just had this conversation with a seller this week. Don't go on coming soon for 2 weeks right now. We'd rather have the inventory. You're in a unique situation because there is very little inventory, i.e. rooftops available.
Get it on the market
right.
Yeah. right now.
How do you feel with all the buyers you're working with, Carson? You work with a lot of buyers.
I mean, there's nothing out there. I mean, yeah. It's still the same old song and dance, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's, you know, inventory is still low, and then we're coming into the fall and winter and the holiday season where yeah. things, you know, slow down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Nobody, you know, most people don't want to list their home during that time. And so,
which is nutty, by the way. You know why it's nutty? People love going into homes that are decorated.
Yes.
And sellers say what? Oh, we don't want to disturb our holidays. You know, we've yep. got friends coming in. We've got this happening, that happening. We just block out your home for showings.
Guess what?
It's real easy.
Your buyers that are looking during the holiday season, though, they're serious.
Yes, you're right.
They're not. It's not just, you know, your tire kickers. They're going out and just want to look at a house down the street.
Yeah.
These are serious buyers that are coming in town. Plus, they've already done the research online diligently because it is the holiday season. They don't want to just, you know,
yeah.
you know, walk into a home in 5 minutes. They realize, oh, no, this is not a good one. So,
and they're in town visiting their friends who live here.
Yep.
And
yep.
they're looking for a home.
Yes.
So
yes.
Absolutely.
It really is a great time.
It's a great
it is.
Time.
It is.
It's always baffled me why people. It's so funny because sellers say, oh, everybody sells in the spring. You know, I'm going to wait until the spring. Think about what you're saying there. It's absolutely insanity.
Yeah.
because now you've got a whole lot of competition.
Exactly.
And buyers don't stop looking.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
More for the fact if you're thinking about selling, you don't want to fall off that cliff. And that's what it feels like. However, there are strategies. You know, hold it. Just stay where you are for 7 to 11 years. Now, if you're, you know, 30, you may not care less.
Yep.
7 to 11 years. Okay, so you're going to be 41.
Yeah.
Still, if you're 30. How old are you, Carson?
28.
Carson is 20. I can't believe you're 28. He's so mature. It's amazing. He's so mature. So he's 28. You'd never believe it, by the way. I'm not saying you look old. I'm just saying.
People. Well, it's okay. People tell me I look old all the time. I'm like, wow, this is not going to be good when I do get older.
No, I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be fine.
Hopefully so. Fingers crossed. I've got good hair in my family. So
there you go.
That's all I'm worried about.
Good hair is a big thing. Although Bosley is back. You don't remember Bosley in the 70s. I know Randy does.
I do.
Bosley's definitely back, you know.
Oh,
this,
really?
This is not your father's Bosley. Have you not seen the ads? Oh, that's no. What they call it now. Yeah, this is not your granddad's Bosley. It's hair plugs. It's the big, you know, the big hair plugs.
Gotcha,
that's Bosley.
Gotcha.
Bosley, of course, is also the guy that looked after Charlie's Angels.
Yes.
Bosley.
So, Tom Bosley.
Back to...
There we go. There went that squirrel.
Well, he had a little squirrel there.
Wasn't he? He was all... Mr. C on Happy Days.
What was he, Bosley, too? Or was that so. Charlie?
You I can't that? Remember.
Oh.
Speaking of going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, and now we should shoot because we keep giving you trivia questions out here. Let's have the trivia question from Carson. And you can call in at 240-9962, 240-9962. If you live on Mars, 800-570-9962. We do love Martians, too.
Yes. All right. So first trivia question. I figured this one would be a good one for this time of year. What is the first official day of fall?
Oh.
We've got a couple different options. August 28th, September 1st, September 22nd, or October the 1st.
Oh. So
take your best guess, you guys. Give us a call.
828-240-9962. 1-800-570-9962. Also, if you are a for sale by owner, again, behind the headlines here, for sale by owners, it's like, you know, give it a go. The market's really hot. Throw your for sale by owner on there. The stats just came out where over 90% of people that do a for sale by owner end up selling with a real estate agent. Mm. And the sad thing there is you've usually spent $500 or $1,000 bringing in a photographer, doing this, doing that, and then you try and sell it and you don't know the disclosure documents that are out there, we're going to keep you safe. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you're most likely going to make as much money and not deal with all that aggravation. There's lots of things that we have that we pay a lot of money for, like showing time, which is a showing service. So what happens is agents or just agents call in or go online and they book a showing on your home.
Mm-hmm.
You get a text or an email or a phone call and you say yes or no.
Yep.
And you can do it by text and you just go back with a why. Or you say, no, can they come at 2 o'clock instead? That doesn't sound like very much, but trust me, I have my house listed. I can't even imagine my phone ringing off the hook with people just calling me direct.
Wanting to ask all kind of questions that you just at the time is like, this is the silliest thing in the world that you're asking me.
Yeah.
But yeah, they can call your agent instead.
Right.
And they can bombard your agent with all of those silly questions.
Exactly. But even to get in, it's so frustrating because I've done it for sale by owner in the past. Mm-hmm. So what happens is you're busy or you're taking the shower or whatever, because people always contact you at the oddest times and, you know, daily ablutions, whatever it is. And you miss that call and you think, oh gosh, I could have sold my house.
Yep.
Well, that doesn't happen with showing time because it's 24/7.
It's there.
And everything's neatly organized. And the logistics, that's a big thing when you're selling your home. You know, the logistics of that. We have a home right now where mom has Parkinson's. And obviously that's a really big deal to have to get mom out of the home each time it's shown. There are strategies around that. We can... you know, hold the showings to an hour a day and an hour a day overlapping, which means that, or overlooking for that matter, as many agents as they can come in in that hour period. Those are the overlapping showing instead of a private showing. And if you've got something going on like that, or maybe you've got dogs, Or, you know, you've got sensitive material in your home. It could be all kinds of things. So there are lots of strategies here that can help. And, mm-hmm. and that's the, you know, behind the headlines in For Sale by Owners, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, just talk to us. And if you are a For Sale by Owner, we help you. RealEstateNewsRadio.com, RealEstateNewsRadio.com. On there, I'm just pulling it up right now. On there, you will find a button that says FISBO, For Sale by Owner. When you find that button, enter your details. Mm-hmm. I got a question actually this morning and I didn't have time to answer fully. It says enter your FISBO. It's on the right-hand side. It's an orange button. And then there's a button underneath. If you're looking for FISBOs, we put them all in one place and we have a lot more information than you're used to on all the big box websites. Why? Because we want to help you. The big box websites are there to make money out of you. So, for example, we've got one right now in Candler for $385, a three-bed, one-bath brick. You can see all of this at realestatenewsradio.com, realestatenewsradio.com. You want to look at the regular listings that aren't FISBO, or FISBO stands for sale by owner, head on over to mountainhomehunt.com.
Yes.
And we have some new listings on there.
Yes, we do.
Sensible people who are selling now. And by the way, you know, a strategy on the other side of this. So behind the headlines of it doesn't make sense selling your home in the holidays. I just found that one, by the way. It does, because what's your objection to that? Is it, I've got family and friends coming in, we'll block your home out. It's not a problem at all.
Block it off for a whole week, whatever.
The best one is, there's no leaves on the trees and the garden's not pretty. I want you to talk about that with all, because that's the one I hear every single time.
Yeah.
That's the number one objection. It's not pretty in my yard. So Carson, tell us about that. You work with a lot of buyers.
Yeah. The leaves not being there, there's the leaves aren't there everywhere. So, I mean, people kind of expect that. There's other things that you can do to add some curb appeal. You can have things look nice, you know, set up your bird feeders or your flags in the yard and lights or whatever the case may be. But having it lightly decorated is a great thing that buyers love to see when they walk in a house. And the outside doesn't usually matter quite as much.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't, because they can put their own, you know, views on that of their own personality into that. My gosh.
And oh my goodness, if you're sitting somewhere, you know, in our market in Western North Carolina with tons of mountains around, maybe it opens up a view that you don't have during the spring that buyers go, oh my gosh, during the winter, we can see that mountain peak over there. That is so neat.
The interesting thing there is that can be a very good thing for buyers. Buyers like to see what are behind the trees.
Yes.
And it may be something that you don't want to show off. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, an old manufactured home in the background. Or, so, you know, maybe the leaves are hiding something. So we actually have buyers that come in because of that, because they want to see what's behind the trees.
Yeah.
Because for 5 months, that's what you're going to be looking at.
Yep. And it also can, you know, the leaves mask noise, you know, whether it's from roads or neighbors, whatever the case may be. So leaves not being there, the buyers can come in and go, oh my gosh, I can barely hear the highway here. I thought I would be able to hear it really well. Or vice versa, you know, maybe it's not necessarily the best thing you want to share with buyers, but it does. It opens up a new aspect. And I mean, it's a valuable thing for buyers to come and look at.
And if you've got long range views behind those trees, you absolutely
want
to put it on. Yeah.
Yeah, please.
180 degree winter views. Like, let's go.
Yes.
We'll block out all of that holiday period.
Yes.
Nobody minds. So, and the thing there is, let's talk about competition for a minute. So if you have buyers in town, let me give you an example. This home right here. How many of these are you going to find? This is 3521 Broad Street. We just listed it.
Mm-hmm.
3521 Broad Street. Just type 3521 Broad if you want to see these pictures. Highly suggest you do. This is riverfront. I've actually got a video from the river walking through the bamboo arbor back through the formal gardens. It is spectacular. It is so cool. So how much did you think this would be? It's 2.31 acres. It's two beds, one bath, absolutely adorable home. Full of character, absolutely gorgeous. Hardwood floors, built-ins. It's got one of those little booths in the kitchen, you know, in the corner. So cool. I've always wanted one of those.
Like, used to be a telephone booth or something?
No. The little corner booth that you sit at a dining table.
Yeah.
You know, like they had in diners. Diners, in the corner. Yeah. I've always wanted one of those.
That is so neat.
That is.
I've always wanted one of those. It is 20 minutes to downtown Asheville. Mm-hmm. Let's have a guesstimate of what the price is. Actually, let's put some prizes out there. Let's do this for trivia. Yeah. 3521 Broad. You can find this at mountainhomehunt.com. Just type 3521. It's probably the only 3521 on our website right now. It will pop right up for you.
I think it popped right up for me.
It did? Okay. Yeah. So I want to know how much you think it is. Is it 500? Is it 300? Or is it 700? This is riverfront. It's got 2.31 acres and it's 20 minutes to downtown Asheville, maybe 22 minutes. And it's a neat, very easy commute.
Yeah.
So what is the price? By the way, we're going to give away a vacation to the person who's won the most trivia this year.
Wow.
Yeah, a vacation. It's going to be 5 to 7 nights, and you'll have your choice. And it might be the Caribbean. It might be somewhere in the States. It could be Florida.
I'm going to start calling in every week.
I know, right? He's going to have his proxy calling in. You can see it, can't you? You are going to win a vacation. If it's a tie, or maybe three of you will win because you're calling in so much, we will do a blind drawing. We'll get Randy to draw, and you'll be winning a vacation.
Wow, that is so cool.
So there's our trivia prize. What price point do you think this is? 3521 Broad. You can go to Mountain Home Hunt, tap it in, see how much it is. Is it, which is the closest price? I'm not going to give you the exact price. Is it, no, I'll do some silly ones. $499,900, $299,990. Is it $599,950? So is it the five, the four, or the two for 2.31 acres, riverfront, 22 minutes to downtown Asheville? We said these weren't available anymore. How many homes do you think, because you know the price, how many, if your buyers are coming in and saying, I'm under X, you know what X is.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those homes, and they want riverfront? Well, we'd chuckle, right? First, isn't that right?
Yes.
We want to be within, this happens all the time, Randy. So I want to be within 30 minutes of Asheville or 30 minutes of Hendersonville. I want riverfront. We get that a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. In the back of my mind, I'm going, good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't happen. Sorry.
And then they say, I want one or more acres. Then you really laugh. Like, that just doesn't exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on this home, how much competition is there right now when somebody's looking for anything like that? Could you find them one other home?
I don't know that I could. I really don't. Yeah.
And that's the point. List now. So the seller said to me, well, you know, we're going to have some, because there's a little garden center at the back there. We're going to have some plant sales. I don't know if I want it to go on right now. And I said, are you kidding? Like, have those people come even in a plant sale, you might sell some more plants if nothing else.
Yeah.
get people to know about the garden center going on here. It's so cool. He's moving the garden center to Weaverville, by the way, hence him moving, because the drive is getting a little bit too much. But this property is spectacular.
Now, is this a business that he owns?
Yes.
What's the name of the business, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh,
do you remember?
I can't say that.
Oh.
Because it might give it away, and I don't know
okay.
if he wants me to promote it yet because he's moving it to Weaverville.
Gotcha.
We are going to have him on the show because he specializes in natural plants, native plants.
Cool.
That's what I was trying to say. So, you know, that's a very – so he does a lot of – he's not doing major plantings right now mm-hmm. for people with native plants because he's just in this process of the move and getting set up.
Yeah, well, I've got
which
some,
is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. And I've got just a handful of clients, actually, that are super interested in the Weaverville location specifically, and they also are plant fanatics. So I definitely want to get that information whenever he says it's okay to divulge.
Well, also, those clients might love to go to see his native plants right now. They can still go right now, and he's going to be having some plant sales here coming
up
soon.
They just closed on a property, so I'll have to see if they're in town. They're in the middle of, you know, the moving process and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
So if you have clients who are, you know, anybody out there that's interested mm-hmm. in native plants, the garden here is, it's just amazing.
Worth a look.
The plants in it are spectacular. Yeah. He does have some with orange tags that he's going to take with him, but not too many, that are one-offs. He studied in England. I mean, just amazing property. So let's take another look at another one. This one is a fixer-upper in Arden. Do you think that might be popular?
Yes. Oh, my
goodness. One level. It's on 0.47 acres. Definitely a fixer-upper. However, the roof looks to be in fairly good shape. There is a storage shed, 0.47 acres with views in Arden.
Mm.
It's, yeah, this one is not going to last long. I know agents say that, but this really isn't. Definitely needs some work. The floors that are actually fairly new that have been put down. And we have 3 beds, 1 bath. It's over 1,000 square feet. And that one is $299,875. I wonder who chose that price. I'm going to blame Heather. We'll blame Heather for that one. And we've also got 81 Corn Drive on Cedar Mountain at $230,000. This is 3 beds, 2 baths. Nice little neighborhood there. Big circular driveway in front of it. 1,648 square feet. $230,000.
Wow.
That's amazing. Wow. On Cedar Mountain. So yeah, we've got two more coming on that we'll share with you next week. We just had a price reduction and we're likely getting an offer actually on 20, you heard it here first, 27 Hubbard. It's a modern home. It just shows as new, absolutely gorgeous, fire pit in the back. And this one is $573,975, 3 bedroom, 2 bath, 0.14 acre because it's West Asheville.
Mm, yes.
And that is going crazy, close to all the restaurants. I have a home in West Asheville, so close to all those great restaurants there. Do we have any more coming on? We have. Yes, we do. Fairview. 37 Cougar. I have been accused of this once upon a time in my life. $219,000. Here's another affordable one. 1.5 acres. 6 beds, 2 baths.
Wow.
6 beds, 2 baths. How does that happen? Wow. Oh, my gosh. In Fairview. That's an investor's dream there. Built in 2000, 22 years old. And that's young, by the way. There's a storage place there as well. That's pretty... That's not one of yours, is it, Carson?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Okay. So don't forget, call in, win your prize. You can see for sale by owners on there. You can enter your for sale by owner on there. You can also get rent assistance and all our previous shows are on there. Just click on podcast on the top. And when you win a prize, you also go on here. Good morning, David. How are you doing this morning?
Rowena, I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. If I was more fantastic, I'd be you.
Well, your name came up in conversation with one of my colleagues at the Charles George VA Medical Center.
Oh.
And I told him in glowing terms about your Homes for Heroes program, and he set up a meeting with one of your colleagues.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, I think it's fantastic, too, but I think your listeners need to know once again about the great work you're doing for first responders and veterans.
Oh, thank you so much, David. So, yes, we work with firefighters, police, veterans, active military, teachers, mm-hmm. and healthcare professionals. So at the VA, of course, you've got both. You've got a lot of veterans work there, including my honey, Randy. And you don't know Randy Jackson, do you, David?
Pardon me?
You don't know Randy Jackson, do you?
I do.
Well, he is my honey. Who knew? So you can say, hey, that Rowena of yours, you got a good one there next time you see him. He works at the VA. So he probably scares you because he's the information security officer. So he clumps about looking at people's screens. That's not really what he does. Sorry, Randy. He's out golfing this morning, having a good time. So thank you for that because we love helping. It's not just because my honey's a veteran either. Marine. Shout out to Marines everywhere.
That's right. That's right.
It's not just because of that. It's because we like to give back and we've given back over $800,000.
Yeah.
And thank you, Carson. You've worked with a lot of Homes for Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rowena, I'm from the Olympic town of Lake Placid, New York, originally.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were in my power, I would award you the gold medal for your program.
Oh my
wow.
gosh!
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh! Thank you. I'll take every bit of that. Honestly, you know, it's so funny because it is a lot of money. It's 30% of our commission. It costs us. We have to give 5% to the organization for their management of it. And then we give 25% of our commission back to the client. And if we're listing, that comes off your listing price.
Yes.
However, we love to do it, and it's always a thrill to give up that check.
Well, I'm sure he's a young man with three children, and he'll be delighted with any extra savings he gets, and he'll be honored by your offer of the Home Straight Heroes program.
Oh, I'm so glad you told him, because there's nothing more heartwarming than hearing stories like that. But honestly, David, it's also the fact that when we bump into a nurse or bump into a veteran and they say, oh, I just bought a house, and I say, did you do it through the Homes for Heroes program? Mm-hmm. Like, no, what's that? You know, it's so sad when people don't know about it.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time.
Yes, it does.
You find that too, Carson?
All the time. Yeah. Most people, they've never heard of it. They have no idea what it is. Yep.
Especially healthcare professionals, because I think it's sort of the old boys network thing, and they sort of, I don't understand it at all. It should be part of the benefits package to anybody that's got a healthcare license at the hospital. You know, you think they'd put it in at PARDI and Mission and everything else,
make
and
them
let
aware
people
of it.
Know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the program, Marina, and keep doing what you're doing. You're awesome.
Well, darling, you're awesome too. Thank you so much. And we'll definitely take that gold medal from Lake Placid. Thank you. You're much appreciated.
Oh, no. Heartfelt.
Thank you for calling in, David.
Have a great day.
You
bye,
too.
Marina.
Bye-bye. So, come on, win a prize. What was our trivia, Carson? Remember, you stand to win a vacation here.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
So
should we double the points for Homes for Heroes?
Oh, my goodness.
So veterans, healthcare professionals, teachers, police, should we
might
double
well.
The points?
Yeah. Might as well. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, what was yours?
Mine was, what is the first official day of fall? And I believe I had a couple different options. I think August 28th.
September 1st. 22nd or October 1st.
Yes. Yeah, that one's fairly simple, guys. You have a thing called Google.
Fortunately, I'm old, so I actually write things down. Don't you love it when you call the bank and they go, so, which would be 10 minutes later, they've transferred you to six other people.
Oh,
and on the sixth person, no one's put notes on the account or anything else. And on the sixth person, they make you go through it all again. And then they go, my computer just went down. So they so can you tell me your name again? Because nobody writes anything down ever. And, you know, computers aren't infallible, to say the least. Oh, my gosh. So the other question was, we have a property and you can search 3521 Broad at Mountain homehunt.com, 3521. Is this property in the 300s? Is it in the 200s or in the 500s? It is 2.3 acres. It's a riverfront. It is downtown somewhere. It is 22 minutes from Asheville. It is downtown somewhere.
Downtown somewhere.
Riverfront, over 2 acres. You got your own beach on the river as well. I forgot to mention that. And it's a house that's exceptionally charming. Oh, it's got a giant deck on the back.
I saw that, yes.
Really,
that is awesome.
Giant deck. And underneath, too, it's a concrete pad, and you've got the underneath of the deck, so you can make a whole nother
deck
patio, down there.
A little patio space, yeah.
Yeah, it's really,
wow.
Really cool. 828-240-9962 with your answers. Remember, you can stand to win a vacation there. Let's go behind the headlines. What the headlines are, the kind of questions we're getting on the headlines we heard this week. We already talked about the inflation rates. If you're a buyer, offer to buy down if you're a seller, offer to buy down your buyer's interest rate. So the way I like to do that is in money terms, not, you know, 2 points or something, because you don't know what 2 points will cost you, or 1 point or half a point. You don't know what it will cost you.
Right.
So offer an amount of money. And the way you choose that money, and it's got to be with a full price offer. So, for example, if you're at 425, that's the average price point right now, 425, you may have 425 of equity in your house, actually, because you may have paid it off. Or you may have bought 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when the average price point was 180, and you've paid down a whole lot of that mortgage at that point, and you may have 350,000 of equity.
Sitting on a gold mine.
Sitting on a gold mine. Now, then you're going to say, so the big headline is, there's nowhere to go. No one's selling the house because there's nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. Is that the truth? And how do we get around that?
It's not the truth. You just have to have a plan going into it.
Right.
I mean,
call Carson.
Call Carson. just set up a plan. I mean, whether it's, you know, this isn't ideal, but if we have to find a place to rent for a couple months while you're looking, that way you don't feel rushed, that is what I always try to recommend. I'm like, you know, be prepared, find a place maybe that we're going to, you know, a longer term rental.
Yep.
I guess kind of in that middle, not short term, not long term, but, you know, maybe 3 months, 4 months. That way you don't feel pressured
right.
and rushed, and you have, you know, 120 days-ish or so to, you know, see the different houses that are coming onto the market through a whole season and, you know, make a great, great decision on a new home.
See, I love that because let's do a timeline for a second on a sale. So mm-hmm. we list your home now. Believe it or not, most homes aren't selling the next day. Not if they're priced right. I would argue that if they're selling the next day, agents love it when a house sells in a day because they can go, oh, house sold in a day. Yeah. However, is that really the best for you? Because if it sells in a day, what if you made it another $10,000 higher? Would you, it might sell in a week, or $25,000. It might take a week.
Yeah, yeah. And there's, I think that's just a, you know, I guess every agent has their strategy in, mm-hmm. in marketing the property. I know I have talked with some other agents in that, you know, they want to try to list it on a little bit of a lower side in hopes that, you know, it drives.
It'll bid up. Yeah, yep.
Exactly. But that's not always a guarantee.
Yeah, that's a risky one right now because multiple offers. You see, most agents around right now haven't been in real estate very long, mm-hmm. most of them, mm-hmm. right? So when you look at the fact that 83% of agents in year two have gone.
Yeah,
so which,
that's a lot.
That's a crazy number. It's about 75%. People get the license, in other words. And in year one, 75% of them drop. Mm-hmm. I don't know any other industry that does that.
Maybe lenders, maybe mortgage lenders.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
I think their number is pretty high, or insurance sales.
Yeah,
I bet,
because it's commission based.
Exactly. It's all
and
commission.
Then in year two, it's 83%. Now, why am I mentioning that? Because that means there's a whole lot of agents out there that don't have a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. 85% of them have gone in year two, or they've all run off, and yet they've been running around for 2 years doing things with clients they probably shouldn't have been doing.
Yep.
And the market 6 months ago, maybe even 4 months ago, we were still getting a lot of multiple offer situations. In fact, yes. We'd expect it.
Yep.
So that would be a good strategy at that point.
Yes.
Listing lower and hoping for it to bid up, that's a pretty crappy strategy mm-hmm. right now. Don't mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah.
That would be my advice.
It is pretty risky right now.
Yeah. And I've been through this before. It's so funny. I was looking at one of our addendums that said, you know, 5 months into your listing. And I thought, wow, 5 months into your listing? That was because when we started this, it was at the bottom of the market.
Yeah.
And it was normal.
Can you imagine a house being on the market for 5 months?
Yes,
now?
I've had hundreds of them. When I first,
though.
So 2007, I had over 100 listings.
Yeah, that's just not, I mean, we're in such an abnormal market nowadays,
yeah.
though. That is just, that's a foreign language.
It is a foreign language. And it's something that most agents have never seen.
Right.
So make sure you've got an agent that can take you through this transition. You don't want somebody that's just learning how to do it
mm-hmm.
or just, or you know, listening to podcasts or YouTube or something, telling them how to go through this strategy. You don't want an agent that's going to do that for you. You want somebody that's been through it before.
And ask what resources they have available.
Yes.
Like, nobody knows it all. If they tell you they do, they are lying through their teeth. Nobody knows it all. So ask,
yes,
hey,
correct.
Where do you go when you don't know? Mm-hmm. Like, when I ask you a question, you don't have the answer. How are you going to get that answer for
right.
me? You know, and at All-Star, I think we do a great job.
Oh, my
gosh.
Being
so team-oriented and having everybody's back. I mean, there's just years and years of experience all combined.
It blows me away, honestly. So we work on a thing called WhatsApp, where it's, you know, heavily encrypted, and you can work on it on your computer and your phone, which mm-hmm. is why we use it. And, you know, we have group chats where we all communicate with each other so that it's really fast.
Yes.
And it's so interesting. I post what my guys write on that chat because I'm so proud of y'all. I can't believe what you write sometimes. Like, I will literally post it on there and say, you know, at Carson, great job, because you've written this amazing piece that's gone back to a client.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wonderful to see.
Yeah.
And of course, we get a lot of questions very, very often. People are coming with questions on your listings. People are coming with questions on other listings. We spend a lot of the day answering questions to people who may never work with us.
Yep, exactly, exactly.
So, if you let us take a look and go through what the strategies might be. That's another one. Nothing is out there. There are homes out there. We
yes.
can find you. There's plenty of homes out there, frankly.
There are.
It's just, you know, you may have a fixer-upper instead of something that's all swanky and new that you were hoping for 5 years ago. Just, mm-hmm. It probably ain't going to happen.
Yep.
So all you got to look at is the 7 to 11. So if you're 28, you will be 35.
35.
Or on the 11 years, you'll be 39. So mm-hmm. you'll be 35 to 39. You know, somebody who's 28, it's not terrible. But 39 probably sounds pretty old to you, doesn't it?
It's like a long ways away from
almost
now.
40. And the funny thing is that when you're younger, 10 years seems like a really long way away. And all those old people in your life when you were a kid who said time speeds up, it really does.
Oh my gosh, it does.
It's terrifying.
Yes.
You start looking at the finish line, like right random. I mean, you do. You count backwards because mm-hmm. like, wow, I've only got 20 years left. That's scary.
That is.
It's really scary.
Really scary.
So there's our happy thoughts for the moment. let's say Randy.
End on a high note.
Let's say Randy is 50. So that's a little different, right? Because let's say Bob, because we're not calling Randy out because I'm sure he doesn't want to give his age. Do you, Randy? Yeah, no. Okay, so let's say Bob is out there and he is 60.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 to 11 years, he's going to be 67 or he's going to be 71.
Yes.
Bob's now going to be a lot more concerned about the money he's going to get out of his house at the next peak. He could be 70 years old and facing moving. That's the other thing I see. You know, the people worrying about packing up, like, I'm 60 years old, this is going to kill me, moving all this crap out of my house I've collected over the last 30 years. My kids have left. They're not coming back. Those pesky little devils are living in California because they're idiotic. Did I say that out loud? I love California, actually.
Shh.
Yeah, sorry. I do love California. I lived in San Diego and Los Angeles for a little bit.
Did you really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
San Diego was amazing. Amazing, amazing. I had two condos in San Diego, actually. Whole other story. But he's going to be 71. Now, if someone's 70, then they're going to be 77 to 81.
Yeah.
You probably don't want to be moving at that point.
Probably not.
And you're at the peak right now. So think about it. If you're 60 years old, what you could do with that money that you're going to free up. And by the way, if we list you now, we're going to do a quick timeline. If we list you now and it takes 2 months to sell, let's say it takes 1 month to sell.
Yeah.
Because we're more aggressive with the price. So you've got 1 month there. You've got 6 weeks, right? So there's 2.5 months, and we can easily buy you, 2 months? That's 4.5 months to find another place. Do you think you can do it, Carson?
Oh, my gosh, yes. That's enough time.
And what we do is we have you close on the house. So Carson comes to me with a buyer on your listing, and I say, listen, we want 2 months in the house because, you know, we've got all this stuff, and we want to find another home. Most people are going to say yes because there's so little inventory. You've still got that opportunity now.
Exactly.
You won't have that opportunity
Buyers
most
are willing
likely.
To do that.
Yep. Because there's nothing out there. That's changing.
Yep.
So in the next year or two, that will go away. Mm-hmm. It's so nice to have that time. We have a seller doing it right now. And what you do is you close and then you basically rent back.
Yep.
For zero to a couple of grand a month, basically. And you'd be paying out on a new mortgage anyway. Find your new place, go move by your grandkids in California or wherever they're at. Thank you, guys. Great show today, Carson.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you.
Lovely to have you on. Lovely to see you. Love you, Randy. You're amazing.
Thank you.
I love both my Randys. See you next week.
This has been the Plain English Real Estate Show with Rowena Patton. Visit Rowena and post your questions at radioasheville.com or call her at 828-210-1648.